Three, two, one, ghost. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 3, 2, 1, ghost. I'm your host with the silent G, Kyle. And as always, beaming down to join me is my pal, Natalie. Hey, Natalie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. So I don't even remember how early on in the show we made it a point. Via during our recordings or on social media to ask people like, hey, if you have a movie you want us to do, tell us and we'll do it. The
I ask
challenge
every
is
episode.
but the challenge is that we've developed quite a backlog because we never actually did it until like last month. So we're working through that backlog, and as a show of good faith, we're doing another listener request this month. This one from someone who I think if you made a movie called 3, 2, 1 Ghost, obviously, Natalie, you'd get top billing, right?
Thank you.
I'd get second billing.
Okay.
And I think third billing, just by nature of just being mentioned on the podcast more than any other person. Is your cousin Vinny, who's submitted our request for this week.
Cousin Vinny. He's been brought up a couple times. I think as early as our second episode, which was Death Becomes Her.
You do talk about him a lot. He's a great guy, though.
Well, we've watched a lot of horror movies together, and he has a lot of like really hot takes and opinions on a lot of movies. So that's
Yeah,
always fun.
we're gonna
We're gonna
talk about one
return
of them.
the
Yeah. So, we also don't do a whole lot of alien movies. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, Slither, that's an alien movie. And then outside of that, The Faculty.
Yeah, that's true.
Both kind of hive mind movies, right? And I don't really want to think about any. I'm sure there might be one more, I'm not sure. But
Think that's it. This is a different kind of alien movie.
today we are doing 2009's The Fourth Kind, starring, if I may,
You may.
I'd say industry legend Mila Jovovich, right?
Yeah, for sure. I love her.
Those Resident Evil movies are not good.
Ugh, no.
Those first couple I watched, though, I still watched them, you
I
know,
did,
and
but I
yeah.
mean, she's great in them. And then, I mean, I wouldn't consider it horror, obviously, but I mean, she gets an industry legend, I think, for The Fifth Element alone.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That's why maybe this movie wasn't successful, because you've got the fifth element and you've got the fourth kind. You can't be moving backwards. Nobody wants that, you know? So it should have been the sixth something, right? At least.
Sure.
Maybe. You've got Will Patton. Will Patton was in the recent Halloween movies.
I like him.
Yeah. He's a little aggressive in this movie
Oh,
for
in this
me.
movie, yeah, his character is real intense.
He's coming in real hot quite a
I got
bit.
thoughts.
Yeah. And you've got industry legend Elias Koteas. Now he has been in horror movies. I mean, well, you know, this one. He was also in it depends if you call it more of a thriller, but that Zodiac movie with
Oh
Jake
yeah.
Gyllenhaal. Remember that one?
Yes.
Had some spooky parts, but yeah, definitely more of a, you know, more of a true crime thriller. He was
Yeah.
also in Shutter Island as well, that Leonardo DiCaprio
Oh,
one.
I don't remember him being in Shutter Island. Interesting. It's
Yeah,
been a while since I've seen it, though.
I think if I remember right, he had like a lot of makeup on, or like his face looked a little disfigured.
Is
I
he
don't
a
know.
patient? He's one of like the patients at the facility.
I think so. I don't, it's been a while,
Oh, yeah.
honestly.
I've only ever seen it once.
This movie is directed by Olatunde Osunsanmi. I think I got it right.
Pretty good. Yeah.
He only did this and another like kind of pseudo thriller, more of like a crime thriller movie after this, and then has mostly just been doing like a lot of TV since. Actually, he did like some other like Falling Skies like show on TNT that also had Will Patton in it for a little bit. So I wonder if they shared some stories. Like, hey, remember that fun little romp through Alaska we took? How's about that? Before I get into this movie a little more. I forget if I asked, but like, where do you see aliens as far as like things to be afraid of. Are you scared by aliens and alien abduction, Natalie?
I had this question for you too, so I'll answer and then I'm going to bounce it right back to you. In the sense of movies, no, I don't typically find them to be too scary. But there have been times where like I found them to be a little bit scary. I did get a little scared during Signs. Signs had a couple moments in it that have some good scares. But other than that, I usually find them to be more fun than anything else. Like I like seeing different people's interpretations of what they think, you know, alien life forms might be like, whether they're, I mean, usually they're pretty violent in most horror,
Yeah.
but and action movies too. And like sci-fi is the only one where like it can kind of vary. I don't find them to be very scary. In real life, I also don't find them to be scary because this situation and this interpretation of like alien abduction and all of that, I've never really bought into it. I think it's highly unlikely that there's not like alien life out in the world, but do I think it's doing this type of activity and abducting people out of their beds and shit? Not really. So I don't find them to be very scary. How about you?
Like, I believe it if it's more like, you hear about like cows getting abducted and stuff because they're just sitting outside doing their thing. They're not going to tell anybody, right? So
Poor cows.
I know. And yeah, it's also not giving consent, right? Being abducted from their little pasture home. So I don't like actively think of aliens and alien abduction as something that's necessarily scary, but I do get where alien abduction versus something that I've said before, I really do not like, which is home invasion. Kind of similar, but if you think about it, even with home invasion, it's like a person's a person. You've got the same, more or less, you've got the same anatomy as they do, and you can at least understand people and could theoretically, if it's you
You
and
try
another
to fight.
person, and you could at least kind of understand it, you could speak to it. Right? Whereas an alien, it's one of those things where it's something you can't understand generally. And then the thing with aliens too is that like, hey, ask Tom DeLonge, he'll tell you. Like, it'd be silly to think, this is my official stance on this, it's silly to think that we're the only intelligent life in the entire galaxy or solar system or whatever,
Very
right?
pompous of us
Universe.
to feel that way, I would think.
So it's one of those things where it's like you can't understand it, you don't know what it looks like, but there is that possibility that it exists, right? I don't know if it's necessarily been here, but I mean, but I don't know, like I said, ask Tom DeLonge. He it's wild. He was able to get the government, and I don't think he necessarily did it, but I don't know. That whole story with his whole like to the stars situation.
A little bit. I don't follow it, but like I know that that's a thing.
It's great.
And I asked Cousin Vinny like why aliens are so scary to him because it's like his greatest fear. Sorry, Vinny. I'm putting you out there. I asked him if I could. But it's like his greatest fear, and he gave a similar explanation as to why, because he was like, if it's a serial killer, you can try to fight back. If it's, an animal, same situation. He's like, but if it's an alien or something like, that's like paralyzing you just, what do you do? Like you're stuck. You don't know what you're up against. So I get that. I've just never found it to be too scary. And anytime I've read about aliens and I read about like people having experiences with them, it sounds like psychosis to me. So I read about it and I go to like, I leave those articles of like people saying, I saw this. And then I go to like psychological studies and start reading that because I think it's more interesting. But psychologists agree that it's not psychosis, which is really interesting. They're like, none of these people have like serious, like any serious mental, like just I don't know how to describe it, but like they're perfectly normal people and they're not lying. Like they're truly believing that these experiences are happening. And like there's some science that they have theorized behind why people think they get abducted and things like that. But the same way that nothing being experienced is concrete, they can't really justify what it is. So it links with sleep paralysis a little bit. And then it also has hints of like incorrect recalled memories that go alongside sleep paralysis. So when you put those two pieces together, they'll then recall things from like something that they heard, something that they saw in a movie or through a story, and like put those things together and create what feels like a very real experience and a very real memory. So they're not just saying they, that they froze and, they got abducted and experienced these things in their sleep just for attention. Like it feels very real. So I think the psychological perspective of alien abduction and encounters is more interesting than anything else.
The thing with aliens too is that it's kind of, at least there's a spectrum in terms of friendliness, like you've got ET, right? Just chill little guy, right? Just want some Reese's Pieces.
The same way that all human beings are terrible, like I would assume that there would be other species of things out there that are lovely, like, and just want to be friends.
Yeah, and you've got, Spock and such, like.
Such a good example.
And then, of course, on the other end of the spectrum, you've got, those like little Mars Attacks fuckers, and you got Independence Day aliens and such, like the little meaner ones, right? The other thing too with alien abductions is that, it's if they bring you back, I don't think it's that big a deal. And then two, like it's usually for the purposes of science. So it's kind of like if
But
I'm
science, but a lot of these people who say they have memories of being abducted, and I had to bring it here, is a lot of very sexual things. Have you never read these, like a lot of these accounts? Like, so a lot of them like talk about like reproductive things.
It's like the woman at the who's talking on Bill Murray's show at the beginning of Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Where she was like, oh, it was at the Holiday Inn or spaceship made to look like the Holiday Inn. I can't be sure, or something like that,
Well, like a lot of people claim, like, oh, they like if it's a woman, like that they took their eggs, and if it's a man that they like took sperm from them, or like they're doing a lot of things anally. Like people really like get into like the weird like sexual experiments that these aliens are doing, which also is like really interesting psychologically too. So that's a common theme.
It's interesting how aliens are
Science.
used to, yes, alien science explains away so many of the butt stuff. I don't know. I'm happy to hop into this movie. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
So the other thing about this movie is that it is claiming to be based on a true story, about a real town, small town in Alaska called Nome, where in real life, a good amount of people have disappeared. Spoiler alert, I guess, but like this archived footage is not real.
No.
None of this is
These
real.
are paid actors and they are like listed on IMDb. You can see them.
Do you know how just like fucked like everything would be if like that was real? I'd be like, wait, you. If that was all real footage, I'd be like, oh my God, this is terrifying.
Yeah,
How do you?
aliens are real.
Yeah, oh, this is real. Even though you technically never see an alien on any of these
You don't. You
tapes,
see
you
people
do see
levitating.
a lot of levitation. They like to levitate people. And then you have the saucer that goes, the shadow of the saucer that goes over the house. It's interspliced with, this dramatization. Where you have, Mila Jovovich and Elias Koteas and everybody. And also these interviews at Chapman University with the actual director playing himself. And then it just like cuts to these, like, it almost looks like, and I appreciate this. I'm going to frame this as a positive, but it's like one of those Discovery Channel,
Yeah, for
alien
sure.
abductions TV shows, like reenactments and stuff. It's like the way it's kind of cut, like, is almost like an upgraded version of that, but like
Yeah. like a bigger budget version of that. It's I'm glad that you brought this up before we like get into it, because I don't want to like fixate on it the whole time we're talking about this movie. But I felt the same way. I was like, this feels like one of those cheesy like dramatizations, like talking about people's, you know, alien encounter experiences. But where this format really confuses me and gets me is, why am I watching the same thing two different ways at the same time, and sometimes with overlapping vocals from the actual footage versus the dramatization? Because that takes me out of every like piece that's supposed to be scary or intense. When they overlap them that way, that ruined it for me. Anytime they took away one or the other, it could be effective, but that just was, it was too much for me. And I don't quite understand the creative choice there, but I guess it works for some people.
Does it? Well, it works
Because
for
of
one
Vinny.
person. Yeah.
He loves this movie, by the way.
So the movie starts with Mila Jovovich, you know, saying, "Hi, I'm industry legend Mila Jovovich. I'm here to tell you about a story in Nome, Alaska, this and this and this." It's so the just the background effect is so awful. I hate it. Like, and
Yeah,
I
the
just
way they
could
cut it too, like, oh, it's, yeah, it's
yeah.
hard.
Why do they do that? Why couldn't she just like sit there and just like talk normally and then that would be it?
Or just not have that. It didn't make the movie better.
It's like clearly a green screen, right? But she's like walking like through like the woods and then like walks up to the camera and talks to you. And then you see the background just rotate behind her. And I'm just like, hold
Yeah.
on. Am I supposed to believe that she's like in the woods, just like walking in a circle? Like with a camera pointed at her, just going around in a circle talking about this. It looks so stupid. And I just got so
Yeah.
focused on that. But
Yeah, agreed.
so you have this opening where she says, "All right, hey y'all, you're in for some shit. Let's fucking
Yeah.
go."
Raising that bar real high.
I like the idea of a movie starting with the actor walking up and saying, "Hi." I can't think of a movie like
Can't think of another movie that does that, but they do it at the movie theater now. Like they'll have like the lead in a movie like be like, "Thanks for coming to the movie." And I'm like, "This is fucking weird. I don't want to talk to you."
Hi, my name is Angelica Houston, and what you're about to watch is a dramatization of a family that is both spooky and kooky and ooky. I'd love that. So you've got this opening. Why am I still talking about this? And then you've got this interview with the real, you know, quote unquote real Abigail Tyler, who is also played by Mila Jovovich. She's talking to the director. This is at Chapman University. He did actually go to Chapman University.
Nice.
You know, just kind of rubbing shoulders with esteemed alumni. Let me see. I wrote it down. You
Great.
got, yeah, you got the Duffer brothers who did
Okay.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
You've got Justin Simien who said who did directed Dear White People, that movie that came out a few years back. You've got, hey, I'm a San Diego Padres fan, so you got some royalty. You've got Randy Jones, I think 1976 Cy Young winner, and then also Tim Flannery, you know.
Of
But
course.
so hell yeah, there you go. Bring it back home. So she's talking to the director about her husband's murder, or at least these weird experiences that she's been having. And then she alludes to the work that her husband has done. We never see this husband. He is, we think, murdered.
Yeah.
And then we switch over. It's going to be weird trying to keep track of just switching back over between like the archive stuff and the dramatization stuff, but bear
Yeah,
with me.
I mean, you could just say that it's when it's overlapping or back and forth, and then just, you know, whatever. Another thing that I have to get out of the way too, the actress that plays the real doctor, is it Abigail
Yeah.
Tyler?
Abby Tyler.
Yeah, the one who plays the real version of her, The way, this is so mean, but the way that that woman speaks, and you can tell that Mila Jovovich is trying to like match her like vocal fry that she has. It's really hard for me to listen to. Like every time that woman speaks, I have a lot of trouble watching her. So that also kind of ruined the experience for me a little bit, just the like lifelessness in her voice. Because if she only had it like in that post interview, that would be okay because maybe she's just like a broken woman. But when she has it like prior to all of that, it feels like, okay, this is just the way that she speaks, and it like drives me a little bit crazy. But that's just a sidebar.
I guess also in Alaska. I wasn't sure where Dr. Campos was originally.
Yeah, me either.
I think it's also in Alaska or Anchorage or somewhere like that. But she is Dr. Campos, played by he's dramatized by Elias Koteas, is I guess her mentor, her boss, I guess. Something like that. They're
I
both
wasn't sure. Maybe they're just colleagues.
Therapists and counselors. They both specialize in hypnotherapy. Because that's the other thing. It's like you got to buy in with alien stuff, and then also there's
And hypnotherapy.
a lot of hypnosis in this movie, and you just have to just trust it because it seems to just work all the time.
Oh, it works perfectly.
It works exactly how the plot needs it to. And so she is trying to figure out what happened to her husband. I mean, she knows what happened. He was stabbed the fuck up in this bed while she was sleeping, and she looks
Right
up and
next to
she
her.
right next to her. And then I guess she couldn't get a good look at the person who did it, but thinks that locking into like a hypnosis state might be able to trigger some memories, right? So when she falls under hypnosis, you know, like I said, you learn about this intruder, she recounts the night, and then you know, she comes to and, you know, explains to Dr. Campos, you know, who's like saying, like, hey, you know, you want to take a break on this? You want to just take some
Yeah,
time
she's like
off,
screaming.
get some clarity? Yeah. Every time someone is under hypnosis in this movie, it ends in screaming every single time.
It's really not selling hypnotherapy to me at all.
100%. I'm good.
I'll pass.
Except for the one time where I saw someone do hypnosis at the Washington State County or the County Fair, or it's Washington State Fair. And then it was just kind of funny because, you know, someone was under hypnosis and then like put like a, you know, like sat on a whoopee cushion or something, you know, made some silly sounds or
That's.
quacked, you know, quacked like a duck, you know,
I would
as you
not like
do.
that
Silly
either.
stuff. Technically, if you're consenting to be hypnotized, I don't know if everything that you're told to do under hypnosis counts as consensual. I don't
Yeah,
know.
exactly. Like, because there's a long list of things, like, not just quacking like a duck.
Yeah, it's like, you know, hey, you agree to the date. Doesn't mean you're agreeing to the other stuff. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
very true. Yeah, but. Again, no on hypnosis.
Yeah. Really, the no in hypnosis, you know? So she's also a pilot, which I would think would have been used a little bit more.
Yeah, they kind of just throw it in there.
Because that's a talent. If she like both like has her like her pilot's license and can, I had to like go back and be like, is there someone flying that plane or is she just sitting
No,
there?
she's
But no,
flying
she's
it.
flying it. Oh yeah. So she flies back to Nome, Alaska. Like I said, this is a very small town. Poor Alaska, right? Because you've got like this, and I think of like 30 Days of Night.
Yeah.
It's like they really want to be like, man, Alaska's just maybe it's just that kind of
Just
that final
fucked.
frontier, right? Where they're just like, man, all the spooky shit's probably got to go on up there,
Yeah.
you know?
I mean, it makes me not ever want to go to Alaska, so it's working.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to go to Alaska. I think that's something beautiful. I want to maybe not like one of the cruises. I think I just want to just like fly up there. I mean, you know, out of Seattle, I'm sure they got really easy ones
Probably.
out there, right? So she flies back. She goes back to her practice and is meeting with her clients for the day. And I'd be kind of spooked too if I were her. Every single client she
Yeah.
meets all recounts the same exact fucking dream with the same
Yeah.
fucking owl.
I would think they were fucking with me. Like they're all friends and they're like, hey, you know, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Let's go fuck with this therapist.
Yeah, if everybody is like saying the same shit, I don't know. That would be terrible. And especially owls, you know, I don't know if this is a hot take, but like
Ooh.
out of the hierarchy of spooky birds, like when you've got ravens and crows and owls and such, I think owls are the spookiest.
Yeah, they can fucking twist their heads all the way around. Of course, they're the spookiest. Those motherfuckers can see you wherever they're sitting. They don't even have to turn.
All hooting.
They're
Allegedly,
hooting and
owls are not,
hollering.
allegedly, they're not supposed to be as smart as crows and ravens necessarily. They're all just straight up predator drive, nothing but, you know,
Which is
like.
interesting because they're kind of a symbol of wisdom.
Right. I think that's the
Yeah.
irony.
Yeah, but they're really good predators. Yeah, I know that.
So, do you?
Little fuckers.
Out of your personal
Yes,
experience?
one of them.
Oh my God, what?
So my dog Walter, RIP Walter, he was only about
Did he die? Did the owl get him?
I should be clear, Walter died peacefully. He was not hunted by an owl, but he was only about like 14 pounds. So, like from far away, you know, owls, they'll hunt little dogs thinking that
Oh
they
yeah.
can pick them up. And an owl swooped down, got pretty close to him, but we were all like sitting at a table. So we all yelled, and that scared the owl away, but it was going to take Walter away. And it was very scary. So from
Oh.
that day, I wasn't really a big fan of owls, but they're beautiful, but they are spooky.
After meeting with these clients who are all saying the same thing, you know, I think one of them, she's like, "You should come back tomorrow." Or like when she meets the third one, you know, she's like, "Hey man, maybe you should come back tomorrow. We're gonna try some hypnosis. I wasn't
Let's
gonna do
dig
it,
deep.
but let's do it." You know, she's always just very much, I'm sure it's like maybe insurance pays out pretty well if she wants to do hypnosis, so she's just always like, let's do this.
We'll
It's a
hypnotize
good
you.
it's a good idea, you
Yeah.
know. So she goes to pick up her kids. Now she is widowed, all right. And but she has two children that look like they're both about like elementary school age. Maybe
Yeah.
the other older one's like middle school.
I think more middle school for
What are the
Ronnie.
names? It's like Ronnie and Ashley. Ashley, who,
Oh, Ashley.
yeah, I mean, so Ashley is blind.
But she wasn't originally.
She was blinded by what happened, and they never say exactly like, did she see like her dad like super murdered? I think it's
Yeah.
probably when she found her dad, you know, after he, spoiler alert, killed himself. So, or allegedly, depends if you believe, I don't know, but
Yeah, we'll get there.
I did look that up. That is a real thing. Like, if you see something super fucking traumatic, it can straight up blind you.
What?
Yeah, it's called, yeah, it's called
I just assumed that was like a,
conversion
I thought that
something.
was like an alien thing, but oh, she mentions that the conversion situation. She says
Yeah.
something about it. Honestly, that like on the like mom front of things, that shit is so sad and is probably like the most feeling that I felt in this movie was for like knowing that this little girl could see and lost her sight, and then her mom having to like deal with it. That shit broke my heart. Not even her being abducted by aliens in the end, just her going blind is what really broke my heart. That, oh my God.
Going blind, your dad dying, and then like also like being
Yes.
bullied at school and shit. I felt so
What the
bad for this
fuck? I
kid.
know, calling her a faker. I was like, oh my goodness, this poor little girl. I can't. Yeah, I
I
feel
would.
so bad for her.
She has dinner with her kids later. Ronnie's a little shit.
Ronnie fucking hates her.
I hate
Like,
these mouthy little fucking kids all the time being like, you know, you help so many other people, mom. How come you can't just fucking help yourself? I
yeah.
would have. I don't want to hit a child.
But
But
you wanted to
man,
hit that kid.
if anything would have given me that impulse, like,
Give me
oh, I'd
that.
be like.
I mean, imagine like your fucking husband was like murdered in bed next to you, like
Yeah.
stabbed to death. Your daughter's blind. And then you've got your fucking middle school age kid talking shit like he knows everything about life. Ooh, I would be heated. I'd be like, yes, take this child. Take them off my hand.
Yeah, middle school is the worst because it's like they're still young enough where they're like gross and they smell like shit. But then they're in close enough to high school where they start getting these ideas and thinking that they know things. Oh my
And
God.
they don't know shit.
And
Yeah,
they don't know anything.
Ronnie's a little asshole. Like, I know he's been through a lot, but he needs to be a little kinder to his mom. Like, she's going through some stuff too.
So the next day, she is doing hypnosis on this client that she told to come back and to try to get a little more of understanding of like what it is that's fucking with his sleep. He goes under, she starts asking him questions. He starts flipping out pretty quick. And again, you've had this like interspliced with the actor doing it and then the other actor doing it. And this is a pretty tame one where there's just a lot of shaking and gyrating and such, and he jumps off and I don't know.
It is interesting that probably the most tame version of the hypnosis leads to the most like tragic of events. Like,
Yeah.
like it is a little funky, but yeah, I totally understand why she would have just let him leave the office, because
Yeah.
he didn't seem that bad. Like, tripped over a table. He did. Oh, he broke that table though. We're gonna have to bill him. But
Yeah.
broke that table. But then he was like, "I'm fine. Like, I'm fine." Like, he just seemed spooked, which I think would happen a lot if you're hypnotizing people.
But he clearly knew what it was that he thinks that he saw, but he was denying it when he woke up. He's like, oh, I don't know. Nothing. It's okay. I'm good. I'm good. I just need to get out of here, you know? And I agree. I would have left him too, you know, because that's going to be the first point of contention between her and the sheriff, who is just fucking
Raging bull over here.
Jesus
God,
Christ.
fuck off, man.
That night, you get a 911 call. At this guy's house. I think it's Tommy is the name of this client, by the way. Sorry. So the police go and he's got basically his kids and his wife held hostage. He's got a gun
Oof.
in the house. He is just very clearly fucking upset and says, I only want to talk to one fucking person, and that is Dr. Abigail Tyler. Now, I don't like maybe I guess they could ask, but in a hostage negotiation kind of situation, like, I don't think it's a good idea to just volunteer to put civilians in the middle of that, even if it's his therapist or not. Like, you have negotiators, like, I don't know, maybe if you could fly them in, but still, I'm like,
I
they're
mean,
pretty quick to be like,
she could say no.
here's a bulletproof vest. I would think they would just try to exhaust some other option first. But, and then even then,
Know if he's specifically asking for her and they think that it can save the kids and the wife, like, I would think that they would be like, "Hey, like, you want to come down here?" Like, yes, she might hold herself responsible if it doesn't go well, which it doesn't, but
no.
like, what other option do you have?
I guess I really didn't think that through. But still, I'm not seceding on that point yet. So she comes out right in the middle of the night, and why he had no intention of letting anyone live in that house. Did he just bring her out there just to share that information that he could have shared with anybody? But shares it with
Probably.
her specifically, you know, the stuff that's in Sumerian or whatever. And then he shoots his kids, shoots his wife, then shoots himself in the head. They're all
I'm
dead.
assuming he wanted to tell her whatever he was going to say, like it was specific for her, but I don't know. I also, if you get this far into the movie and you still think that this is real footage, I'm like, they wouldn't just show this guy shooting his fucking family
I know.
on a big screen. Stuff like that, where I'm just like, y'all know it's not real when it gets real, real. Like,
Yeah.
when stuff like that happens, I'm like, you can't just show things like that.
He says like Zimabu Eater, Eater, something like that. So everyone's like, oh, well, okay, I guess I got to bring the cleanup crew in. Let's head back to the police station. And this is when Abby's being interrogated by the sheriff.
Oh, gets real unprofessional.
I love that how he doesn't believe in aliens, but he does believe that the power of hypnosis can control people
Yes,
to kill themselves and
he's
snap
like,
their own.
you did this.
You are doing this. And
Yep.
of course, they're trading blame barbs, right? Because she's
Yeah.
like, well, you never found the fucking killer. He's still on the loose, you know. He's like, I don't want to talk about this and this and this and this.
Yeah. He's like, we're not focusing on how I can't do my job. We're focusing on how fucking good you are at your job.
Yeah, we need to focus how I'm blaming you and figure out how hypnosis made this guy do this.
Yeah.
What's it? I think the next morning, Dr. Campos arrives. He's still just like, hey, you know, you want to just like take some fucking time, like please, and like get some more clarity. He says
Yeah.
it again. He's like,
He's
take
right.
some time, get some clarity around this, you know? And which is, I guess, my understanding, which is so strange. Like I said, she thinks that her husband was murdered. Turns out that he killed himself. And does everybody know this except for her?
That's like, okay, we're definitely skipping ahead here, but
Yeah, I had
that
to.
I did not understand that because it seems as though they had that information. Like, it wasn't like they found his body later on. Like, but I'm like, in what world
It wasn't even the
would,
same wounds as she
yeah,
remembers.
completely different wounds? Because she's seeing him being stabbed through the chest. So in what world would you not tell someone the correct way in which they were killed? So maybe they've told her before and she's just gone back to thinking he was murdered. That's the only explanation I could think of that they've like exhausted it. But at that point, it's like, is this woman like stable? Should she be with these kids? And so that makes more sense as to why he'd be quicker to take the kids away and arrest her and things of that nature, because like everything else makes it seem like it's moving so quickly until you get to that piece.
And again, not to be insensitive, because like I'm sure she saw some traumatic shit and is now making
Yeah.
up another story behind it. But like, should there be some sort of intervention? I don't think she should be practicing
No,
therapy.
exactly. So that's the other thing. Should she be practicing? If she is having her own type of, I don't know what you would call it, like me, I would call that maybe a mental break, because, or like breakdown, because she's making a whole different situation out of what actually happened. So like if they were like, oh, we just found your husband's body recently and he had a gunshot wound, that'd be different. But like they've known this whole time.
So that it just makes me rethink the whole thing again, where they're just like, so, you know, even when she's talking about like, oh, it's all connected, it could be connected to Will, and like people just like nod and shit. And you're like, I don't know if I'm remembering right, but
Well,
either way.
the only thing that makes sense for me with Will killing himself is perhaps he was experiencing some of the same things that all of her other patients were experiencing. And I think she mentions that he was. Then in that case, maybe he was having thoughts of hurting his family or whatever, and he just decided to just take himself out of the equation.
Never gonna know.
We'll never know.
But either way, campus is like, okay, all right, if you're not gonna take time off, I'm gonna stick around just to keep an eye on things. Then she meets with one of the other clients, Scott, and his wife, Cindy, and
Scott.
now, I don't know if it's necessarily okay. I'm only familiar with Washington State, and even then, I'm a little out of practice. But so there's HIPAA, right? Where you can't disclose what you say in like whether in therapy or you know any sort of appointment. But also there
Isn't that
are,
federal law?
well, there's some things that super like on a state level that supersede even like local HIPAA, you know, laws and violations and whatever. And I learned this because, you know, someone I worked with had died, and we had to be very kind of careful around like what could be shared and what couldn't, you know, just because you couldn't even disclose that, like, I worked with this person, because still, even after death, you still your privacy is still protected, I
Yeah,
think, even just on a
absolutely.
state level. I don't know, someone's trying to explain that to me. And I get it. So it's just funny where Scott and Cindy are just like, well, he's dead now, you can just tell us.
Yeah, you're like, that's not the way the law works.
Yeah, and then she's just very quickly like, oh yeah, he's been having the same dreams as you, and it got really wild. So
Yeah. It is interesting to me too that Scott is just like, you know what? I would love to be hypnotized, even knowing that I was experiencing the same thing as whatever the other guy's name was, because we all saw how that panned out. So I probably wouldn't be as excited to be hypnotized, but I love that him and his wife are like, yeah, we talked it over. We're cool with it.
yeah. And Abby's just like, okay, hey, if I can bill it, let's do
Let's
it.
fucking do
Let's go.
it.
Can my partner watch in the corner of the
Yeah.
camera?
Yes, exactly.
So they're like, all right, let's do it. So, she puts him under, and yeah, like immediately starts like gurgling and convulsing and shit,
Not great.
finally comes to, screaming and shit, he goes and throws up all over the place. Again,
Ugh.
you've got a broken table, you've got vomit in the corner. Just
Just get rid of those side tables when you hypnotize people. Just move them
yeah.
to a different area. The furniture bill's gonna be expensive.
He says he saw something non-human. He can't describe it, right? But he knows that it's not, it's alien in nature,
Yeah.
Abby's like on board. She's like, okay, hell yeah, this let's roll with this. She's like,
Yeah.
I've seen enough. And also, one thing I did forget to say, sorry. After her interrogation from the police, she comes home and she records, like in those like kind of like doctors like tapes where they just like record as they talk to themselves. And she is just in bed talking, kind of trails off and then
Yeah, she
goes to
falls
sleep.
asleep.
And then when before this hypnosis with Scott, she gives the tape to her assistant and says, hey, can you transcribe this for me? So after this, the assistant runs out and goes, whoa, 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 whoa.
What
This
the
shit is,
fuck?
why'd you let me listen to this by myself? This is
Yeah.
terrifying. You need to listen to this. She
Yeah.
is very, very bothered. So they listen to the tape, and most of it sounds normal until, she trails off, goes to sleep, and then very quickly after, you hear a door opening, door creak or whatever, and then just screaming.
I thought that was pretty scary
It's pretty
when you hear
good,
the
yeah.
door creak open. That was a good moment for this movie.
But she's got two kids, like, kids do that shit all the time.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So why you gotta lock your doors so kids can't try to make their way
Don't do
inside?
that.
But and then it's her screaming, and then also another voice that is super deep, non-human
Yeah.
also,
And fucking up the audio.
and is speaking in tongues, saying some sort of weird language,
Yeah.
unfamiliar language at least. Yeah, fuck, that's terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Like, I can totally. Can you imagine being that assistant listening to that? I'd be like, what the fuck did she just hand me? That's terrible. But it is a nice little effective scare, I think.
I hope she's like, I listened to the whole thing and I transcribed all of it, even those parts.
Yeah,
So
she's like,
there's
I
just,
speak ancient Sumerian. No one
yeah.
asked me.
Just half of it's ah. And then, yeah, just writing in some, just maybe just trying to listen phonetically, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then maybe she realizes, like, oh my gosh, this is Sumerian.
Yeah.
So they can't figure out the language. She's listening back at home. She is starting to recount, she thinks, what may have happened, and
Without
then
being hypnotized.
without being hypnotized, and then also seeing like the scratches on the floorboards,
Yeah.
like that's a little spooky.
Yeah.
She goes to her husband's office and comes across this book. I think this guy who's like also from Chapman University,
Is he?
I
How was
think
it?
I th
I
I
didn't
think the
catch that.
doctor Odusami,
Yeah.
right, calls this guy because I guess Will, the husband, had called him or was reading his book and then found him and called him. I guess was using a fake name
Yeah.
and asking about, learning about, this language to make you kind of think that, like, yeah, like, okay, this is what Will was experiencing up until his
Yeah.
suicide. So she calls, gets nervous, hangs up. Then he calls back.
It's very middle school.
So I guess that's why you start at 69, right? You're just
Yep.
like, yeah. Be like, no.
That
No one
doesn't
hangs up
exist
on me.
anymore, does it? Like, you can't do that with cell phones.
No. I don't think
That's a
so.
shame.
Maybe. I've never
Yeah.
tried.
Yeah, I've never tried.
Yeah. So he calls back and she explains the situation and what this thing was saying to her. I also like how quickly he's on board. He's like, okay, fuck yeah, I've got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
I'll fly out here. Let's do it.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
always wonder about that. Like, if you're just this like researcher and someone calls you and they're like, "Hey, I'm actually interested in this really obscure thing that you talk about." They're like, "I will get on a fucking flight right now today to talk about this with you in person."
Fuck grading these papers. This is why I
Yeah.
got TAs.
Exactly. I just think that's so funny.
I'm playing the new Indiana Jones video game, and
Course.
one of the opening scenes, like, just him at the college, and then one of his a statue goes missing, and he's just very quickly like, oh, guess I gotta pack up and go. And
Yeah.
then his buddy's like, it's finals week, like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh yeah, no worries, I got TAs, they'll grade it, who cares? And I'm like, that is
Exactly.
the beauty of a tenured professor,
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
I love it. So he, Dr. Odusami does fly over. He translates the weird speaking on the tape, verifies that it's some spooky ass shit. It's
Yeah.
saying destroy or ruin or
Negative words.
just not, that you can't do a positive spin on that, I don't think.
It's very Independence Day.
Yeah. Yeah. And the vocal cords do not sound human.
Yeah.
Dr. Campos is there too, and he's our
They're skeptic, like
he's our skeptic, he's our Dr.
real
Scully of the
hard.
group. And yeah, he's just like, no, come on, I'm not fucking having this. Like, come on,
Yeah.
y'all. You can entertain it. You shouldn't even entertain it. He's like, but definitely
Yeah.
don't invest in it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, then you have this, like, really just Dr. Adusami's just like, go into any museum, man, they'll fucking tell you. Or watch, look at any of these things. All these
Yeah.
engravings, they got little rockets and spacemen just all over them.
He does.
Look at it.
And I mean,
That's.
okay, have you ever watched Ancient Aliens
Yeah.
on the History Channel? They
Oh, of
do the
course.
same thing. They're like, "Look, the signs are all around you." They're like, they were drawing aliens and talking about them before we even thought about it. Like, what?
Abby gets a call from Scott and Cindy. Cindy's just like, hey, Scott's not in good shape. Can you come over like right
Scott
now?
looks terrible.
No, Scott looks pretty rough. He heads over. He's in bad shape. Like I said, he's struggling to kind of share what happened.
Yeah.
But he also doesn't want to go under hypnosis as well.
Yes,
I
but guess
thought it,
what?
I like how. Again, I think, like I said, I think she just gets a lot of money and can bill for it really easy.
Yeah.
And because she's like, well, how about a little light hypnosis?
She's just a tad.
Just a little diet hypnosis,
Yeah.
Dr. Diet hypnosis light. But, and he's like, oh, okay. But the joke's on him because it looks like hypnosis light is like the same as regular hypnosis, because she does the same thing. She's
Yeah.
like, I'm counting down, you're falling asleep, and he just starts convulsing and screaming and
Oof.
shaking.
Yeah.
This is a probably the most fucked up tape,
I agree.
where he shoots up, starts floating in the air, and his, like, mouth gets all really big.
I love seeing the levitating. Yeah, because it's probably the most clear too when something like wild happens.
Yeah.
So I do feel really bad for Scott though, because you find out, what was it, like three of his vertebrae were like snapped or cracked.
Oh
Like,
yeah, paralyzed from the neck down.
yeah, like that is brutal. Like, that's really sad. And then it makes you wonder if we didn't hypnotize Scott, would that have happened? Now, I'm not saying that like any of the, the alien stuff happened, but I mean, I do think, I think he's the sheriff. I do
Yeah.
think he's being a little bit hasty with like arresting and things like that, but I mean, it is like pretty, it feels pretty connected, doesn't it?
Little bit.
Yeah.
So Abby's like, we're moving.
Yeah,
We're
we're
done.
going somewhere else, anywhere else.
Yeah, she's like packing up. You know, the daughter's like, are we going to grandma and grandpa? She's like, no, they're dead. We're not doing that. And then she's like, well, what about this grandma and other grandpa? And then she doesn't
She's
say,
like, no.
no.
She's like, I actually don't even like them.
Yeah. They may as well be dead. And so she's packing, you know, the kids are just like, what the fuck's going on?
I appreciate that she tries to leave.
I do as well.
Yeah.
She's like, I've got a plane. Let's get the fuck out of here. Come on. And she gets a knock on the door. You see that the police are outside. Sheriff comes in. He is just, again,
Ooh.
fucking not having it. He was
Yeah.
like, Scott is paralyzed from the neck down. You did hypnosis on him. Why is your hypnosis murdering and snapping people's necks and making them kill themselves? And he like arrests her. Like, I don't think you can arrest her specifically for that.
That's okay. I took note of that as well because I don't think he can arrest her, especially there were three witnesses. Scott's wife was there. So if she's saying what happened, I think we should trust her. And then you've got the other two doctors. There were four people in that room. So it's not just her word and Scott, being a mess now. I don't think that he can arrest her, but he probably could get away with it for a short amount of time since they're in a small town.
So he tries to arrest her for hypnotic assault, I suppose.
Love that.
Thank you. Campos arrives and he's like, hey man, I saw some shit too. I cannot explain it. And then maybe thinks it's a good idea to tell the sheriff, like, you know, maybe it's because you're a terrified little bitch. And
Yeah.
how's that sound?
And he's like, you're a man. I'll listen to you.
Yeah, I know. You're like, hey, you're industry legend Elias Koteas.
Yeah.
You're Casey Jones in Ninja Turtles and Ninja Turtles 3. Legend. So Sheriff is like, fine. Fine. I won't arrest you. But I guess I also have the authority to put you under 24-hour surveillance and house arrest. Campos, you're coming with me for interrogating. I'm gonna leave a cop outside. But y'all are stuck here.
Yeah, one
So
cop.
Campos and the doctor, what's his name, Odusami, they're being interrogated by the police. Meanwhile, back at the house, and again at like what 3:30 a.m., 3:33 a.m.
3:33.
Yeah.
Her house is so nice too. They do like a wide shot of the house, and I'm just like, wow,
Such a nice
is
fucking
that how
house.
we can all live in Alaska? Like
Yeah,
kings?
love that. You also get they make a point to show you that he turns on his dash cam. Funny, a police officer keeping his dash cam on.
Well, he thought he
And
might not be safe.
right. So he wakes up right in the middle and then, you know, hears some sounds. And then he also witnesses, he sees, you know, you see shadow of a saucer going over
Yep.
and pulling somebody out.
He's literally describing what it would be like if someone got abducted. He's like, there's something flying over the house.
Yeah.
There's like someone floating, like being pulled into this flying aircraft. So, I, even if you can't see his camera footage, it does seem really wild that he would back up her story, not even having heard what she said.
This is also interwoven with real Abby talking to the director, Mitch Chapman. explaining the different kinds of close encounters. Were you
Which I like.
familiar? Were you familiar with all these beforehand?
No, I love it. I think it's such a great little breakdown.
So, just to recap for everybody, your first encounter is seeing it,
Yeah.
right? I've seen it once. It said it had to be within 150 meters
Oh, that's
specifically.
very specific. Okay.
Right now, the second kind of close encounter is to have some sort of proof of a UFO, whether that's crop circles or radiation, both things. I'm sorry, disproven. Don't necessarily guarantee that it's aliens, or some photographic evidence, right? Just like a lot of those, that we've seen. And then you've got your third kind. That's when you see one of those little fuckers inside that little spaceship.
I would not be okay with the third kind. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, that's a famous one, right? Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And then this is all created by one guy. Now, after his death, some other professor of some sort, or some dude invested in all this, he's like he offered a fourth kind, which is abduction. The fifth kind as well.
Oh, there's a fifth kind?
There's an unofficial
Oh.
fifth kind. I think both fourth and fifth are unofficial, but your fifth kind is like communicating and talking,
Oh.
right? And then the sixth kind.
There's six?
The sixth kind is falling in love.
Okay, one, is it really?
No.
Okay. Because before we started recording, I was reading an article about a guy who claims that he has like a full-on relationship with a female alien that continuously abducted him, would extract his sperm, and he has like hybrid children with her. And he said that that feeling of love and connection that he's able to have with this alien female is like more pure than anyone could ever understand or comprehend, like over human love. So I thought maybe you were serious.
That's the sixth kind.
That's the sixth kind.
Humans are much more simple. We've just close encounters with humans, you've just got first, second, third home. Fucking, you've got the cop who is seeing, well, we learn is Ashley, the kid, getting abducted. Meanwhile, so all the police come, they go inside the house, and then you've got Abby, who is just flipping out because Ashley's
Oh.
been abducted,
Yeah.
right? I'd be pretty mad too. I get it.
Yeah, she's a mess. She's actually still communicating very clearly considering the circumstances. Like, I think she's actually still giving a really good description of what happened.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I think of Toni Collette in Hereditary,
Yeah.
where it's just this guttural
Screaming.
just
Yeah.
scream, right? Like that's what I would think would be happening right now.
Yeah.
But the sheriff, like I said, never the de-escalator. He's like, you need to shut the fuck up. I'm gonna take your kids away. I'm gonna pick up this chair and
Yeah.
throw it and shatter this fucking mirror. Okay, I don't think you're allowed to do
Property
that, but
damage.
yeah. And he's like, I'm not having it. I'm taking your son out of
Yeah.
your custody. Come on, guys. Out of her custody. Let's fucking go.
Yeah. That's officially the last she has custody of Ronnie.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the
That's
end.
it.
And the worst part is, Ronnie was like, no, mom, let go. He's like, just give it up. He's like, I would rather have a foster family than be with you
Ooh.
because you can't work out your own problems.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. Do the kids also know that it was suicide? And the daughter walked in and saw him, and then that's why she's blinded. Like, I think the kids know too.
Maybe I almost wish, I don't know if I care enough, but I almost wish that they would have revealed a little bit more about the dad's suicide and maybe what played out. Like, where's our flashback or video then? Where's my
Yeah.
dramatization then? I would have loved to see like how that whole thing played out because that would have made a lot more sense as to why the son is so angry and why the daughter, you know, had so much trauma. So I think they just leave way too much to the imagination.
I think we can agree. She's at a low point.
Oh, the lowest.
She's like, I'm gonna take matters into my own hands. I'm gonna have to fuck with these aliens directly. Best way to do it, clearly, is under
Hypnosis.
hypnosis. Hypnosis.
We know.
So she calls Campos and Odusami over. And they're just like, okay, let's do it. This seems like a good thing we should all continue to participate in, right? So they put her under hypnosis. Of course, again, she just starts fucking screaming and shit, right? And that's a
Real
pretty
bad.
wild one too, right? Where she's like screaming, you can tell she's like having two conversations, you know. Her mouth gets all real big and shit. And again, yeah, she's just starts losing it, flipping out. And then I guess all three of them get abducted.
Yeah, that I didn't understand either because they show at the end of that video, it's just the camera lying on the floor and the room is presumably empty because you don't see anything moving afterwards. So they just kind of give you that information that all three of them were abducted.
You know, she's floating, speaking in tongues, looking real fucked up. The alien says, I'm God.
Yeah, which is weird.
So she comes to, and this is like days later in a hospital bed.
And she's paralyzed, right? Like, are we presuming she's paralyzed? Because she only really moves her neck, and then you see her in the wheelchair later.
And is that just the aliens' MO? Like, that's what they do, is just like, hey, you're fucking around. Snap that spine. Get
Yeah,
out of here.
they're like, listen, if you're gonna try to recall memories through hypnosis, we will snap your spine. That's that.
And of course, you know, the sheriff's sitting there and he's like, well, and Campos comes in and they sit down together and they're like, well, now that we have you, Dr. Tyler, now that you
You're
can't
not going
escape,
nowhere.
I think it's a good time to just ask you again. How did Will die? And you know, she insists he was murdered, right? And this is when you get your big reveal that he was not murdered. He killed himself. He shows two, he's like, let me demonstrate to you again. Here's two pictures. Here's the gun, and then here's her husband with a fucking hole in his head. Here you go, right? And she keeps, you know, she's denying it. She does come to accept it though. But
It would have even made more sense to me if she recalled an assailant shooting him. The stabbing versus him being shot feels so distinctly different. So that seems I don't know why that choice was made.
I don't know why a lot of choices were made with this movie,
I
Natalie. And you know, she's like, no, this is like, sure, maybe, okay, fine, maybe Will killed himself, but all this other aliens shit is true. Like, I promise you, you know. The sheriff's just like, you know, can you now tell me where Ashley is? Because I'm not buying any of this, and I think that you did something to your daughter. She's like, you're not listening to me. It's aliens, you know, Campos, come on. And then
But also,
Elias
like,
Koteas.
if you really didn't trust her that much, leave more than one cop there. There's one lone cop. At least if there were two of them.
Many police do you think you have in that town? It's like, it's definitely less than like
I
Woodsboro.
know. But okay, what's your hottest case right now? This woman hypnotizing people and having them murder. So I think we can spare two cops on the beat. Like, we'll be fine without them. Like,
I'm sure probably some like bear got a little rambunctious somewhere that they gotta
oh,
go
jeez.
wrangle him in. I don't know.
That
Made
would
his
be
way
something
onto a
that they
used
would have
car
to do.
lot. But yeah, Campos won't back her up. He just looks at her. He's like, no. So like, was he abducted? Or, you know, he just doesn't remember. The force is just so.
Well, he says at one point when they're he sees what happens to Scott, and he says, like, my mind will not allow me to accept that. Like, he's literally saying, I saw this with my own two eyes, but I am not accepting what I saw. Like,
Yeah.
so I don't know what he means by that, because that just doesn't make any sense to me at all. But he clearly is either in denial or is like lapsing in memory for that. So as nice and kind as he is for like staying with her and helping her out through all of this, like, he's still like, nah, this isn't like, I'm not going this route.
I do like how, well, you don't know here, but you find out in like this kind of like post, pre-credit scene or whatever, that Odu saw me. He's like, definitely. He's like, oh yeah, no, all that's true. I'm
Yeah.
on board with all this,
Yeah. I appreciate that.
So the movie kind of ends with, now you're back, you're having this interview. She accepts that Will died by suicide. But all the other shit is true. And she has to hold on to hope. She has to believe that her daughter is alive somewhere because Ashley's still gone.
Yeah, poor Ashley. She did not deserve all that. Like, this poor little girl. Like, what? I didn't like that at all. And she does. I don't remember if the interviewer asks her or if she mentions it, but how credible is this woman when she couldn't
Right.
recall the events of like what happened the night that her husband died? So that's really hard, especially if you've got one witness saying they absolutely agree with you and the other witness not commenting or not agreeing with you. Like, that just makes the whole thing feel, not real. But the other thing that I forgot to mention earlier, when it comes to people talking about being abducted by aliens and all of that, like, people are very quick to dismiss them, like, and not, believe them. And I mean, I don't believe anything I don't see with my own two eyes, but I also wouldn't just completely say that they're lying or the, because I wasn't there. So I don't know that I would believe her, but I think it's sad how quickly like people are just like, yeah, you're making this shit up.
The sheriff in the hospital, like the last thing he says, he looks over to camp and he's like, huh, what's it like? Some crazy just sticks with you, huh, forever, or some insanity just stays with you forever, huh? And you're just like, okay, fuck, dude. But her whole thing is like, she's like, no, like I still believe in this. And she's like, no, I'm not coming to conclusions. This is facts, data and facts. Like, look at this footage. And she just, she says this a little bit in the voiceover because it quick shows you like the greatest hits of the videos again of all
Because
the
she's like,
people.
this isn't my memory. Like, this is
Yeah.
real footage.
And then also these pictures of this other girl who's supposed to be the real Ashley. Just to confuse you, just to introduce to you at the very end. And then revealing, it zooms out and then you see that, she is wheelchair bound. So yeah, she was paralyzed by that last thing. Jesus, this movie, yeah, it kind of just ends with a dull kind of thud. You've got this, you've got, or maybe a sputter, I suppose would be a better way to say it. So you got this, then you've got that weird kind of like return to that intro where now it's not just Mila Jovovich, but it's the director as well. He's like, let me in on this. And then I was trying to
I
get
need
my
to
mind
double
straight.
convince these people.
Yeah. So, and then like, it's up to you to decide based on this and this and this and this. And then you've got before the credits, you got this like way too long, like where are they now segment
Oh my
of
gosh, it's so long. It's so thorough.
it just keeps going, and I'm like, I don't care what
That's
happened to
what
any of these people.
I
I
said.
don't.
Thorough recaps on characters I don't care about. And
Yeah.
poor
So,
Ashley, and we know how that ended for her.
yeah, I don't care if Odusami went to some prestigious Canadian university
Yeah, what?
or, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, she's on the East Coast now, and I don't know. Then that's our movie. I mean, you've got some credits. I've turned them off before they went through, but I think it
Oh,
was
I just had it on in the background. It's all like just people talking about their encounters with extraterrestrials and things
in
like
different
that.
states too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's our movie. Did I leave anything out?
I don't think so. I think you did a pretty good job walking through that, considering the format of this movie is wonkadoodle. Like it just,
Yeah.
it's very, it's just a very interesting artistic choice, I think.
I get what they were trying to do, and don't get me wrong, if this was real footage, I'd be like, what the fuck? This
Yeah.
is terrifying. You
Or
know?
you know what it made me think of is and like obviously they're not claiming that this is real footage, but it made me think of Sinister and why that is so effective. It's because as soon as that those videos start, you're in them. Like you're
Yeah.
completely encapsulated in that found footage. You're not being distracted by so many other things. And I think when it comes to anything that has to do with aliens, at least for me, in order for it to be an effective scare, it needs to really zoom in on what's happening and like the silence, the peacefulness of it, and then the encounter. And when everything is flashing around you and the music is really dramatic and like also the score of this is really bad. I don't enjoy it at all. It feels very like action thriller, not creepy, not scary. It doesn't work for me. Yeah, that just really like it really makes the feeling of the movie just off, like completely off.
I'm curious to hear about these taglines.
Wouldn't it be fun if there were four?
Yeah.
There were four kinds. There's not, there's three.
Okay.
The first one is they're coming November 6th.
Gross.
Spelled COMING
Oh,
for
okay.
clarity.
Oh, all right. Okay. Thumbs down.
The next one, based on actual case studies. Boring and not true. I mean,
No.
maybe they're referencing something, but like it's a far stretch.
It's like how every haunted doll movie, including Chucky, is like based on,
Some story.
it's all the same story. It's just, but it's like not that at all. It's
Yeah.
not nothing about a talking or possessed doll.
Yeah, it's a really vague interpretation.
Yeah.
And then the last one, which is probably my favorite. There are four kinds of alien encounters. The fourth kind is abduction.
Okay.
I like that one. Like if I saw that on a poster, I'd be like, oh, that's fun. Makes me
Yeah.
understand the title more.
Yeah.
That's your taglines.
Okay, appreciate you. All right. Boo scores. Would you like to go first, or would you like me to?
Oh gosh. I'm gonna make you go first.
Okay. So, sorry, Vinny.
Yeah. Start by saying, we're so sorry, Vinny.
And I just feel
We
bad
don't
because
want to
I
lose a
feel
listener tonight.
no. I would even argue there are scarier alien movies than this one, like movies with aliens in it.
Absolutely. I think Signs is scarier.
So I don't know if I would like use this movie as an example, as the most prime example, but don't get me wrong, like that one video, like when the dude snaps up and starts levitating, like that's stuck in my brain. I remember that the first time I watched
Yeah.
it. I was in San Francisco with my friend Abe, and I'm almost certain that's who I watched it with. And I do remember that part being like, man, that's fucked up. And it was fucked up this time too. So like, don't get me
Yeah.
wrong. There's some parts that work.
Yeah.
This movie is also pretty offensive, in the sense where, you know, it's like that third Conjuring movie, The Devil Made Me Do It, where like they take like a real murder where someone's act. I
Yeah.
mean, all the Conjuring movies are allegedly supposed to be based off like real things, but the
Yeah.
third one like actually had like a murder and a
Yeah.
family having to deal with that loss. And they're like, what if it was ghosts? Let's get
Yeah.
Edmure Ain Warren on this, right?
Yeah.
And And this one, there is a real town called Nome, Alaska. It is a very small town, and there have been a number of disappearances. The challenge is that, again, it's like I think you have these like very real tragedies, and you just really just disrespect it quite a lot by being like, what if it's aliens? And it's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's, a number of different things. You would not be surprised to learn that the town of Nome, Alaska is not a fan of this movie at
I
all.
can't imagine they would be.
Yeah. The mayor called it Hollywood hooey. And I agree. It
Well, just
is
Hollywood
hooey.
hooey.
I am going to give this movie 1.5 booze.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, because you get half a star, half a boo from Elias Koteas. So it'd be a one boo movie if he wasn't in it. 1.5 because he's in it. So I'm sorry.
Oh, Vinny. I before I give my boo score, I would like to preface that, and I think I've said this before with like elevated horror is anytime things are hyped up, I go into it with a very, very like critical lens that is just a microscope of like how good of a time am I having watching this. So when I say, when I tell you that Cousin Vinny hyped this movie so hard, this man is terrified of this movie. So anyone who watches this know that Cousin Vinny is terrified of this movie. So I went into it being like, oh shit, this is going to be some really scary alien abduction stuff. See, I can say this because he's my cousin. We're more like brother and sister, so this is even more fun. Vinny, this movie did not do it for me. We were very kind talking through it, but I have to say it was hard for me to get through.
Fourth kind.
Good one. The acting was good. I'll give it that. I thought it was fine. Kyle made a face like maybe not.
I mean, okay, just out maybe outside of that shitty ass dumb little son and the assistant wasn't very good. And that's okay. These are
Okay.
small parts.
Yeah.
And Will Patton, I like Will Patton generally, but like, what is this energy he's
Well, his
bringing?
character is just really off the wall.
Yeah.
But
Outside of that, though, I agree.
yeah, I think there are other movies with aliens that I think are scarier. And I just didn't have a good time watching this, and I probably wouldn't watch it again. I think if they would have formatted it differently, it could have been more fun. And also, like, we're not alone here. We didn't bring this up earlier, but Rotten Tomatoes gives this an 18%. So we're not alone. I'm going to give this one boo.
Did you say we're not alone, like in like an alien sort of way too? I like that.
You're on one.
I'm sorry. I totally talked over you. How many booze?
I gave it one boo.
Even less,
I
Jesus.
went lower than you. I mainly because of the amount of hype that Vinny gave it. But yeah, I just and also like I love Mila Jovovich, but like this character is so lifeless. Like even when she's angry, her tone is so bland and it's just not for me.
Yeah, you don't have to
So
act like as cardboard or wooden as the other Abigail Tyler. It's dramatize it.
yeah, let's get some unsolved mysteries acting like going up in
Spruce it up.
here. Like, yeah, it was not a winner for me, but I'm glad that we watched it and that Vinny requested it several times
Yeah, me
before we
too.
finally did it. So please, Vinny, don't be discouraged to request
Send us
another
more.
one. Send us more.
I think that's all I got on the fourth kind.
Me too.
All right. Take care, everybody. Unlike our characters in this movie, we are unfortunately unable to be forced to forget this movie. But it's okay. We're going to persevere. Watch out for the owls in the windows. Take care of
Yeah.
yourselves. Ooh, yeah. 3, 2, 1, ghost.
Thanks for listening to our episode on the Fourth Kind. If you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe to our podcast and leave us a killer review on whichever platform you choose to listen. You can find us on Instagram at 321GhostPod and give us a follow. We would love to hear from you in the comments. You can shoot an email to 321GhostPod@gmail.com to share any thoughts, questions, or request a movie you'd like to hear us cover. Shout out to my cousin Vinny for making this request. Next week, we're covering another listener request with Wes Craven's Shocker. Thanks again for listening. And remember, you can dodge this whole alien mess by just avoiding Alaska. And maybe owls, too. You can never be too careful. 3, 2, 1, ghost.